Welcome to the NSH podcast. As part of an ongoing series, we will be having short conversations with the 2023 award and scholarship recipients. In this episode, we will be talking to the 2023 Histotechnologist of the Year, Louis Triboga. As one of NSH's most prestigious awards, it honors someone who exemplifies the qualities of dedication and service to the profession, and Louis does just that. Louis is an assistant professor and director of histology and immunohistochemistry at the New York University of Langone Health and has been in the field for over 25 years. Let's get started. How did you first get into the field of histotechnology?
So I think like many other people, I kind of fell into it. Really started when I was an undergraduate. Just kind of looking for, I was always interested in science and medicine, kind of interested in pathology. So, you know, as an undergrad, I kind of just stumbled across this field, this discipline, kind of fell in love with it right away. And I guess the simplest thing you could say is the rest of this is history. Not much more to it than that.
Yeah, everyone seems to fall into histology. In your letters of recommendation for this award, your colleagues reference the amazing work you have done in histology, specifically on developing immunohistochemical assays for biomarker development and translational research. Can you talk a little bit more about your research and the impact on the field it has?
I hope that the work that I've done has, you know, contributed to enhancing, you know, treatment of people who have diseases, illnesses, those kinds of things. You know, improving the human condition is really what we're all about here. And all the work that I've been involved in has really been about doing that type of, having that kind of effect on the work that, on the output of what we're doing. I think beyond that, you know, I'm hoping that all the work and time and effort and energy that that I've spent and my staff and my colleagues have spent has helped bring greater awareness to immunohistochemistry, to the issues that exist today in the discipline, and how things are being done. Hopefully some of the things that I've done alongside of NSH and with the Journal of Histotechnology will help provide some relief in that regard as well. And I'm hoping that those are the things that, you know, really, you know, years from now will be recognized as having made an impact in the field.
You've been an advocate for histology and have had a strong voice with policymakers, especially in New York. Are there any specific issues or challenges facing histotechnologists that our listeners should be aware of right now from an advocacy standpoint?
Of course, this is a never-ending problem. You know, this has been going on for years and years and years. The workforce shortage has, you know, obviously reached a critical point. But the factors that have gotten us to this point in time with the workforce shortage the way it is have been there for years. Clearly, what's been done, and I don't mean been done by myself or other colleagues, you know, on behalf of the histology field. I'm talking about other organizations. You know, what they've been doing to try to address this shortage and building a pipeline for histology professionals is clearly not working. It's not there. It's just we continue to kind of fall into the hole of the workforce shortage. And I think, you know, from an advocacy standpoint, it's really up to us for our voices to be heard. If we do not, then others will be making the decisions for us, and they don't necessarily have our interests at heart. And, you know, it's clear from the last 10, 15, 20 years that their input has really not changed what's happening to us directly in the field. And when I mean directly to us, with, you know, more resources, more recognition, better salaries, more, you know, workforce development, more schools, more pipelines, more places for students to have resources, those kinds of things have not been addressed. And this is why we are where we are. So this is an ongoing battle. I don't think it's, you know, it's going to be continuous until we make some headway in it.
And for someone who is interested in becoming more involved in advocacy, what advice can you give them?
That's pretty simple and straightforward, really. Advocacy is all really about communication, communicating to people and organizations that make decisions that have an impact on what we do. And by and large, you know, advocacy is really about informing these organizations or individuals about what we do, and explaining to them, you know, what and why we do what we do. And why it's important work that we're doing. And no one knows this better than we do. So collectively or individually, we have a voice, and that voice needs to be heard. And it doesn't have to be at the highest levels, you know, you don't have to necessarily be with the chairman of the department, but just, you know, even internally to other people who are unaware, other administrative staff or even faculty or other individuals outside of the field, you know, hey, you know, what do you do? You know, why do you do? Why is it important? You know, those are really important things that help, you know, advance our advocacy efforts forward. The other thing that is important for someone who's interested in becoming involved is really it's about paying attention as well and reading and capturing and trying to understand what's going on in the field. And I don't mean that from a technical or a scientific perspective. More so, like, what are other organizations saying? Asking questions about what they do say. Does this make sense to you? Is this the reality that you are experiencing? If they're saying something that may be in conflict with what you're experiencing, all of this is really trying to develop the sense of, you know, what's in the best interest of histology, so that we. In all of us, it's not just one person, all of us can try and move forward and provide relief so that other people, the next generation of histologists, won't be hopefully fighting the same battle.
It's definitely great advice. One of the reasons you were nominated for HistoTech of the Year was your involvement and dedication to NSH. You've served in many volunteer roles over the years, including currently serving on the board of directors and as an editorial board member for the Journal of Histotechnology. What is your favorite part about volunteering, and why do you think volunteering is important?
Good question. First, I would have to say giving back to the group of individuals that I think, you know, histology people, in my experience, in my career, some of the hardest working, least recognized people, not only in the laboratory profession, but just in general. And I feel obligated. I've been very fortunate in my career to get to where I am. And I feel that, you know, it's important for me to give back to this group as much as I possibly can. And giving back is of course fulfilling, you know, to be able to do that. I think the other thing that's important to me about this is that, you know, for anyone who's involved in science and medicine, there's also an obligation of information transfer and passing down what is learned now or what we've learned in the past. And how it applies to solving problems now to the next generation. And I think this is actually the most important aspect of volunteering. And in my opinion, may be the most rewarding. And again, this isn't specifically, you know, it can be about science and technology and you know, those kinds of things, but it could also be about advocacy or, you know, any aspect, education, you know, aspect of you know, teaching directly. So those are, I think, really super important things that I get back, at least for volunteering my time and my effort and my energy.
So with all that time you spend volunteering and then running a lab, what do you like to do when you do have free time?
There's not a lot of free time, but it is actually really important. We've been very fortunate in my career to see this transition where there is more discussion at all levels, being in an academic environment, but seeing it in other, you know, environments as well, about health and wellness and well-being and balancing life and work experiences and time. So, yeah, I think it's really important that people find time to do things that they enjoy and that helps clear their mind. I am in the last several years, I've gotten involved in some Krav Maga, which is a mixed martial art. So I've been training a lot doing that, and that physical exercise has been really, really good for me mentally. I just started doing in the last year or so, I started doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Again, it's a physical activity that really lets me disconnect from what I'm doing and kind of almost reboot whenever I do train. But I think it's super important, especially with the levels of stress that everybody's experiencing, that coming out of a pandemic and the work volume, the shortages, and that everybody's really experiencing. I think it's really important that you do find some way, some mechanism to release that stress level that everybody's under.
Finding ways to release stress is definitely important. Is there any other information that you'd like to share with us today?
I'm extremely appreciative of getting this award, and I thanks for the sponsors and the individuals who wrote about it. But I think something like this just doesn't happen, just kind of on its own. There's a lot of other people who are supportive and helpful and get me to a point, that this was possible. And of course, the biggest group here would have to be the NSH staff. I mean, they just do a tremendous amount of work, yourself and everybody else. And it's important, extremely important, that you guys do that, because it allows us the time to do the things that we can do and that we can do best. And of course, that goes without saying, the board of directors. I can't say enough about them. Just a tremendous group that are super dedicated to this field and trying to improve, everything about this field. And of course, that goes right out to the membership. And I think I can safely say that all of us are working to try and elevate histology and get the recognition that we deserve. And I think, really this award belongs to everybody, not just myself. Maybe I'm just the kind of maybe poster child for it, but it really is. It's a group effort. It's a team effort. And I'm thrilled to be part of this wonderful group and team. And I appreciate the award.
Well, Lewis, thank you for all your time today. And again, congratulations on winning this prestigious award of 2023 Histotechnologist of the Year. Thank you for joining us today. And don't forget to check out some of our other award and scholarship podcasts.